One of the most popular of the current wave of teen pop acts, NSYNC, has a new CD. It's called Celebrity. Rock critic Ken Tucker says it ushers in a new phase of self-consciousness for young music makers who aren't usually thought to be that way.
If I wasn't a celebrity, would you be so nice to me? If I didn't have cheese like every day, would you still wanna be with me? If I couldn't buy you diamond rings and all those other expensive things, would you be so into me if I wasn't a celebrity lately?
That's NSYNC, wondering and worrying whether their girlfriends, who by metaphoric extension are their young female fans, would like them as much as they do if they weren't famous. On one level, it's an absurd question, since the only way we know NSYNC is via their fame. And to these jaundiced eyes, I think at least two of the pudgier guys in this band wouldn't be teen bait were they not hooked up with the hit machine that is NSYNC. But on another level, the question that is the refrain of that title song I just played, "If I wasn't a celebrity, would you still be in love with me?" is very shrewd, since it suggests to that teen fan base that, for all their fame and wealth, NSYNC is just like you and me, insecure in matters of the heart.
Dirty pop.
Yo.
E.T. Sick and tired of hearing all these people talk about what's the deal with this pop life and when is it gonna fade out? I think you got to realize what we're doing is not a trend. We got the gift of melody. We're gonna bring it till the end. Come on now.
Like the car I drive, what I wear around my neck.
All that matters.
Don't you recognize that it's just about respect?
It doesn't matter.
All the clothes I wear and where I go and why.
All that matters
is that you get hyped and we'll do it to you every time. Come on
do
now.
You ever wonder why this music gets you high? It takes you on a ride.
That's Pop, the CD's first single, and once you get past the idea that it's just a canny variation on Michael Jackson's sound from a decade ago, the song is both catchy and interesting. It's the kind of song a lot of teen pop acts end up writing, the "Why Don't You Give Me Some Respect" song. Go back to the late 60s, and it's exactly the same kind of heartfelt whining the Monkees were doing when they, like NSYNC and the Backstreet Boys now, started writing their own material and directly addressing their critics. The Monkees' answer was to play their own instruments and try to make a hip movie called Head, co-written by Jack Nicholson and directed by Bob Rafelson. The strategy flopped for the Monkees. For NSYNC, like the Backstreet Boys, who to my ears have better ears for harmonies, the confronting of critics and asserting, as NSYNC does on Pop, that, quote, "what we're doing is not a trend," is, when accompanied by a terrific, eye-popping video, a very good career move. So far, their new CD hasn't sold as many copies as their previous one, No Strings Attached, but it sold 1 million copies its first week out and has clung to the upper reaches of the pop charts.
Tell me what kind of girl would want to play me. Tear me down and try to break me. Baby, how could you betray me? After all I've done for you. Put you there, bought you this, now it's not enough, babe. You better get your story straight, babe. Tell me why you want to play.
About to get pissed off.
Ooh, yeah.
You had to get things beyond.
Baby, I thought you had me fooled, but I see right through you.
Look into my eyes. Tell me what you see. You see a man who thought you loved me. Play me like a fool, but I see right through you. I look into your eyes. Tell you what I see. I see a girl who ran game on me. You thought you had me fooled, but I see right through you. Tell me,
girl. The teen pop acts dominate a lot of music coverage these days. They drive pop cultural discourse. The Backstreet Boys' A.J. McLean goes into rehab for alcoholism, and it becomes an occasion for fans to look at their idols as fallible humans and themselves as young people on the verge of similar dangers. Britney Spears begins her career offering the information of her virginity as a selling point, but she sustains that career by dressing in a manner so provocative that she gets parents up in arms and her female fans perplexed. Gee, just recently dressing like your idol used to mean wearing layered, tattered clothes like Madonna. To be Britney, you have to expose your navel and yank your jeans down to posterior level. And do you really want to do that? Meanwhile, to stay with NSYNC, you have to know what they mean when they say, in the song I just played, "Does he freak you like I do?" And you have to accept the idea that these guys with sweet images now frolic at the Playboy Mansion on Just Don't Tell Me That. It used to be parents who had to break it to kids that the world can be a difficult, often frightening and confusing place, while their pop stars comforted them with fantasies of eternal love and dreamy idealism. Now the teen pop acts demand that their fans look at the world more realistically, or perhaps more jadedly. And I guess it's up to parents to reassure their kids that the world isn't always as cutthroat as NSYNC now presents it.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.